Hey, Fresh Capital listeners. Welcome to our Simple Sprout series. We're tired of long, overcomplicated explanations of things in business and investing. So every week, we pick an investing or business concept and explain it in a refreshingly simple way. The challenge for us? To do it in 5 minutes or less. Today, I'm going to be talking about something that happened quite a lot in 2021. Super funds buying infrastructure assets. So let's get started. Earlier this year, one of the biggest deals of the year was Sydney Airport being bought by a group of investors called the Sydney Aviation Alliance. The Sydney Aviation Alliance was an investment consortium made up of several infrastructure funds, that is, managed funds that predominantly invest in infrastructure, and several superannuation funds, including AusSuper, QSuper, and UniSuper. Their proposal to buy Sydney Airport for $23.6 billion was approved by shareholders in late 2021 and was given the green light by regulators, and is likely to be completed in the upcoming months. However, this wasn't the only infrastructure deal by super funds in 2021. Earlier in the year, Vocus, which is one of the largest infrastructure telecommunication providers in the country, was acquired by Aware Super and Macquarie Infrastructure. So once again, super funds acting with infrastructure funds. And it's not just Australian funds who are snapping up infrastructure assets here in Australia. A Canadian pension fund and KKR, one of the biggest private equity firms in the world, successfully acquired Spark Infrastructure, which is a provider of energy and utilities infrastructure, predominantly based in South Australia. So why are Australian infrastructure assets and companies being snapped up by super funds? There's a number of reasons for this. Firstly, super funds generally have a mandate to invest in the long term or for the long term due to the nature of the time horizon of people's retirement. Because people invest in their super over 20, 30, 40 year time horizons, super funds are also then looking to invest in assets that can generate a steady stream of cash flow over that long time period. This fits infrastructure assets perfectly. How often does a new airport or telecommunications infrastructure get built? Not that often. So because the current assets in market generally last a really long time, there's not much competition, and a lot of other companies and consumers rely on this infrastructure, they're a natural fit for superannuation funds who are investing in the long term. Secondly, the interest rate right now is really low, which means borrowing and getting cash is very cheap. While super funds have a lot of cash that comes in the form of, you know, the superannuation that comes out every month for employees, the interest rate environment at the moment, which is quite low, means that other players can get in on this action by taking out a lot of debt for very cheap. Consortiums such as the Sydney Airport Alliance are cashed up because of a combination of the super funds and how cheap it is to borrow money, and then can use their leverage to target big infrastructure assets because they've got this ability to borrow at very low rates. And lastly, one of the biggest reasons for infrastructure assets being snapped up by super funds is that super funds are actually growing like crazy. Every month, almost all employed Australians contribute 10% of their salary to a super fund. If you're lucky, sometimes this is on top of your salary. This means every month, super funds generally grow in size, and as they grow in size, they need to look for other avenues to invest their money outside of equities. As super funds continue to grow, expect them continuing to invest in non-equity assets like infrastructure, particularly as employee contributions increase to 12.5% in the coming future. So there you have it. That's three main reasons why superannuation funds are investing in infrastructure assets in 2021. We generally expect this trend to continue in 2022. So definitely keep an eye out if you're thinking about investing in an infrastructure asset to see if it could be attractive for a superannuation buyout in the coming year. Thanks again, and we'll see you this weekend for our deep dive.
That's this week's Simple Sprouts episode. Send us an email if there's a concept you want explained simply. look in our show notes and leave a review. Thanks again, and we'll see you on Sunday for our weekly company breakdown.